Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Marty Hampton with RE/MAX in Raleigh, North Carolina. Last year, she closed 425 transactions with a total sales volume of $115 million and a GCI of $3.3 million. Her average sales price was $275,000, of which 42% were buyers and 58% were sellers. She has a 16-member team, 7 buyer agents, 3 listing agents, 6 administrative support, and 1 team leader. Marty Hampton is the team leader of the Marty Hampton team. She's been an agent for 30 years, sold 10,000 homes in her career, and works the Research Triangle market. In this call, Marty talks about why growing up in poverty motivated her to be a success, being a single parent with 3 small children when she started in real estate, using high energy and enthusiasm to sell and win, increasing her production from $44,000 to $300,000 in her first 5 years, listing 42 homes in her best month, her innovative Coming Soon listing onboarding process that front-loads marketing, creates pent-up buyer demand, market interest, multiple offers, quick sales, and high prices for her sellers, the best day to release a home on the market, how to handle multiple offers, her marketing plan for past clients and sphere of influence that generates repeats, referrals, and 50% of her closed business last year, marketing with educational videos, giving away event tickets, her special past client file with 250 people most likely to refer her business, real estate update radio ads, working with Boomtown, how to get online recommendations and reviews from happy past clients, her favorite books, team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Marty.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Marty, it's great to have you here. Marty, thank you so much for joining us today. Marty, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you were doing before you got into real estate.
I was doing a lot. I was actually working in the restaurant business, restaurant lounge business. I worked in that for probably about 10 years. Then I decided that I needed a career, and I thought about it, and I got in real estate.
Do you recall why you chose real estate? What was the inspiration there?
I do. It was called 3 Blue-Eyed Beautiful Children That Needed a Single Mom to Create a Life for Them and Not Go on Welfare. So that was the story, and I did it.
Do you recall if in that first year if you had a fast start or a slow start?
Actually, I had a fast start. I was always had a lot of high energy, and I began real estate. It was a pretty good market, which always helped. And I got out there and really started talking to people, and it fit for me. It was a fit, and I did make sales immediately.
Do you recall what your production was in the very first year?
In the very first year, because I got into real estate and I got out of real estate. So I got into real estate for a while when I first got my license, but then I dropped out for about 10 years. I actually even let my license expire. So I got back into real estate in the 80s. And I do recall the very first year I got back into real estate that I made, I believe, probably a little bit over half a year. I think I made about $44,000. The next year, I actually doubled that to 80-something thousand. Then I went to 120,000. Then I remember I went to 180,000. Then I went to 240, and I think that's by what, about the fifth year. And then I was over 300 last year with my former company. Before I left and went to RE/MAX, I went to RE/MAX in 1995.
Well, I've got to ask a couple questions there. So you got your license, and then you stopped selling real estate for 10 years, and you started back up again and had this great explosion of business. What happened in the very beginning? You got your license, and then nothing happened. What happened there? Did you get your license and not start selling real estate?
I was very young. I was in my 20s, and I got my license, and the phone rang entirely too much, and I just thought it was too life-possessing. And I said, this is no way to spend your life. And so I dropped out of real estate, and because it really just took a lot of my time. My children were extremely young then, and I just didn't want to spend that time away from them. So, again, in the 80s, I was a single parent, and I actually needed an income. I needed a career, so I got back into real estate.
So you've had your active license now for how long?
Active license probably since about 1985.
So about 30 years or so?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's fast forward to today. How many homes did you sell last year?
About 425.
Do you recall the sales volume?
It was $115 million.
Do you mind disclosing to us what the GCI was?
I think it was about $3.3 million.
When I asked you to help me prepare for this interview, you mentioned the words coming soon, and I should ask you about coming soon. What does coming soon mean?
Well, the coming soon is our onboarding process. And actually, you're going to see a real estate sign out, and they're going to have a little rider on it that says, this house is coming soon. And that usually means that the house is not active, ready for showings at that point in time. Well, we took it, I was doing that for years, and it worked out really well for me. But about, about 15 months ago, we decided to invest, and we created an entire website. And this website has gone nationally. It's something that I use locally that now I have put in about 25 different locations in the United States. And what it is really is an onboarding process, business strategy for a seller to be able to earn his maximum money when he sells his home. And so what we do is we front-end load. Anybody that knows anything about real estate, sold real estate for a long time, knows that the first few days that a house is on the market, it is got more action. It's got more, you've got more power on the seller side than if you're talking with, let's say you're talking with a buyer, you're talking with an agent about that listing. You've got a lot of power in those first few days. If you're having that same conversation 3-4 months later, all the power's on the buyer's side. So we work for the seller. You know, our principle is actually the seller. A really good income to advocate for the seller to get the seller's highest price. And the way you have to do that is you have to turn the eyes of the market, every single buyer in the market, every single agent with a buyer, that's a possibility for that house. You have to front load that listing so that you've got all that action right at the very first of the listing. And you've got more chance to get multiple offers. You've got more chance to get multiple bids. You've got a chance to get higher price. So it's worked out extremely well for us.
Tell me more about how you're front-end loading this advertising and this marketing, getting the market worked up for this property. What are you doing? How long is it taking? What's the process?
You have to know your market, first of all, and I think you have to be a really good listing agent, second of all. The third thing is we have a complete strategy. So let's say, for example, Mike, I go out to your house, and you're a typical seller. Let's say your house is actually a little bit above market. So the average price in our market, let's say it's $300,000, and you've got maybe a $700,000 house. So I know by looking at my statistics that you've got less of a buyer base than you would if you were a $300,000 house. Now, what that's going to tell me is that basically I need to keep your house listed on our coming soon site for a little bit longer. The higher the price, the longer you stay in the coming soon status. During that coming soon status, we're going to do things like, first of all, we're going to visit your home. We're going to give you the pricing strategy and the business strategy for selling it. Our strategy also includes staging. We'll have our stager come out and help you prepare the house. We'll begin the process by taking an exterior picture of your home, and we'll put that on our special website that I advertise all over the place, radio, social media, social outlets, things like that. So we take the outside picture and we put the sign up and we say special sign and say this house is coming soon to the market. Then you go on our coming soon website. Our coming soon website is going to tell the market when your house is on the market. Let's say your house is going to be on the market ready for showings in 21 days. So down in the bottom right-hand corner, there's actually a clock that when you visit this site. It will show you this house will be on the market in 21 days, 17 hours, and 43 minutes. I'm sure you've seen those countdown clocks that are sometimes used.
Sure.
All right, so now we've got on this website, we've got the outside picture. Then a day or so later, I'm going to add my personal comments. When I add my personal comments, anyone that's viewed your house and has drove by your house or has heard my advertisement and see what houses are coming on the market, they would have visited the site and they saw beginning information. They saw that your house is going to be $700,000. They saw that it was coming on the market in 21 days. Now, when I add my comments, they're going to get that information again. In other words, it's going to come to their inbox that they've inquired on this house and now they're getting new information because new information is available. 2 days later, I'm going to have the floor plan done. Any buyer that's come to that house will also get the floor plan. Any new information that's added to the site will tweak every single buyer that's visited the house, every single agent that's visited and inquired upon the house. And here's the best part. Down in the bottom left-hand corner of my presentation of your home, it's also going to tell you how many other people are looking at your home. I don't know if you've ever been on eBay, but if you've ever bid for anything on eBay, it always tells you how many other people are shopping whatever you're bidding on. And it works as a great motivational key to show you that there's other people interested in the same house that you're interested in.
What date do you like to release? Do you like to release on a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Do you like to release in the middle of the week because you anticipate a lot of offers coming in and you want to be there to negotiate? How does the timing work?
You know, I read a study recently that new listings that came on the market on Monday morning were compared to listings that came on the market on Friday. And would you guess which one actually had the more action?
I would guess Friday because of the weekend, and I'm speculating I'm wrong.
you're absolutely right. It was Friday. It was significantly higher. So what we do is we put our new listings that are on Coming Soon and that are now off of Coming Soon and are going to go live, we put them in the computer Thursday evening. And what this gives them the opportunity to do is syndicate all the pictures by the weekend. So by Friday morning, it's a brand new listing. And by the weekend, we've got every single picture populated. And this saves also, because you'll see many listings that go in our market that just have a few pictures. And you never get a second chance to make that first impression. So by the time we've done our Coming Soon onboarding process, we've got a full presentation of video, seller, we've got a letter from the seller to the buyer. We've got a floor plan. We've got, 25, 30 pictures. And sometimes we've got a presentation of the neighborhood. So we have a really good presentation and it goes live and it's there first thing Friday morning for those buyers that are looking for that weekend.
What do you do next? Do you do a large, say, open house on Saturday and Sunday over the weekend? Do you accept offers all throughout the weekend and say you won't give a response till Monday? Do you give a response right away on Friday? How do you proceed next?
It's funny because Realtor.com just came out with an article in Inman, and they were talking about open houses and the popularity of them and how important they were. And I don't have that article right in front of me, but the studies that we've done also concluded that open house is about number four. The first being, of course, internet coverage. The second being the agent and how popular we are with the other agents in our area. And that's another thing that we do to Coming Soon, by the way. We share our Coming Soon listings with other agents in our marketplace. And this gives them the opportunity to be their hero in front of their client, which is one of my guiding rules. We always make other agents look good, which is a little bit different than the industry has looked at it before, but we find it works really well. So, but I forgot your question. Your question was the open house, and the open house we have part of.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.